The start of Psalm 33 gives us a guide to what our attitude should be as we go through this process. The psalmist says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him." So we're reminded to thank God and praise him for getting us here, for being our God. And as we begin this new stage of our life together, let's not just see this time at Old Orchard Primary School. By the way, the acronym for Old Orchard Primary School is OOPS. Just so you know, the students here on a Monday morning will sometimes give sports reports. We played against such and such a primary school and we won. Go OOPS. So if I say OOPS, you'll know what I mean. I don't want us to think that our time here at OOPS is just a time to be endured, like some sort of second-class experience. And I want to stop you if you've even thought of using the word exile as a description of this period. I don't want that to be our attitude. I want this to be seen by us as an opportunity to sing joyfully to the Lord, to praise God, and see what God might do amongst us while we are being forced to move. The next few months are full of all sorts of possibilities. So let's keep our spiritual antennae up, keep our minds and hearts open to possibilities and not just see what we've lost. How can I be so positive and so optimistic and so sure about this? Well, verse 4 of Psalm 33 tells me why. It says, "The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does." God is faithful in all he does, and his word is right and true. We may have moved off the St. Alfred site, but God is still with us, and he will continue to guide us by his word. He'll continue to speak to us both here on Sundays and in our small groups and in our personal Bible reading. We haven't lost God, and he hasn't lost us. Be assured of that. That's why I have great reason to be hopeful and optimistic that God will do surprising things, different things amongst us. We are in the process of becoming a new church. We're not coming here and then going back to St. Alfred's to be the same church in different buildings. We are going to be a new church, and this is part of the process of becoming whatever it is God wants us to become. His word will continue to guide what that process looks like. Many of you have been reading Genesis with us, and you might remember at Genesis chapter 12, when God calls Abraham, he says to Abraham, or he gives Abraham three promises. One is that he's going to give him a second one is a nation, and the third one is that through Abraham and all God's people, the other nations will be blessed. Now, as we finished reading Genesis, you saw that process of blessing starting to work out under Joseph's leadership, and it worked out in very practical ways. Joseph provided godly leadership with integrity that meant the nation of Egypt had food during that 7 years of famine, and all the other surrounding nations could come to Egypt and have food. It was a very practical way of God's people blessing others. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because I'm in Psalm 33, verse 4, where it says, "God's word is right and true." And I've been thinking about that part of God's word and us, and about God blessing his people so that they will be a blessing to others. And what I want us to adopt as an attitude and as an approach over these next 8 to 12 months is, how can we be a blessing wherever God has dispersed us to? So how can we be a blessing to Old Orchard Primary School? Or how can we be a blessing to St. John's or Blackburn North Uniting or Box Hill North Uniting? I'm trying to think where we've been dispersed to, or Ascot House. How can we be a blessing to those places that have been so kind as to allow us to come and use their properties? For example, I'll give you a couple of little examples. Already the MOPS group has met at Box Hill North Uniting, and I heard from Louise Sebafundi after the first meeting there that the man who was coordinating their visit was so excited about seeing all these mums and kids on their property that he said to Louise, "I'm just going to go home and get my camera so I can take some photos to show our congregation on Sunday." Now, there was something going on in that man. Maybe their church doesn't have many children. Maybe they just feel so pleased to have us on site. I don't know. But I thought there's a little blessing that has already occurred to that church. At the school here, we've been negotiating with the principal about fixing up some things. So underneath this stage, which is all empty space, we asked, could we build some cupboards, make some doors, and then build some ramps that will store some of our stuff in there, and then the school can have that as a storage facility that they've never used before. In the kitchen, some of the kitchen cupboards weren't functioning very well, so we said, well, maybe we could fix those cupboards, and can we then use some of those cupboards for our purposes, but then you get some kitchen cupboards that are functioning afterwards. We've put in a new electrical power point somewhere under there. And we're doing those sorts of things at our expense, but as a way of saying to the school, we want to be good tenants here, good users, and leave things that are a blessing to you. So I want us to be thinking, yes, God, you've moved us out. Now, having moved us out, how can we bless the people and the groups and the organisations that we would never have had much contact with? How can we bless them because now we're here? Let's adopt that attitude. The Lord loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of his unfailing love. Let's ensure our behaviour and actions reflect that loving God. There are many unknowns about being here. For example, how long are we going to be here? Will it all work out? How will the building works go? What happens if things go wrong? Etc., etc. And I know when I think about some of those things, I can get a little bit concerned. I've already said to one or two of the wardens today, not sure this is a good idea. And they've said, no, we're going. It's all right, I was joking. But part of me is seriously, you know, you think, this is a big move for a group of people. And then I read something in Psalm 33, like verses 10 to 12. Listen very carefully to this. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The Lord's plans stand firm forever. So I just come back to that and I go, the church is God's idea. It's not my idea. It's not your idea. God started the church through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This church is God's idea. It's his plan that he has a group of people who will be honouring the Lord Jesus in this part of Melbourne. And that's us. That's God's plan. That plan will stand firm forever, that he has people who are prepared to honour Jesus and to bring him the glory. So if anything goes wrong or doesn't quite work to your satisfaction, that's not an excuse to whinge or give up. It's an excuse to try and figure out, how can we do this better? How can we be a blessing inside our church and a blessing to anyone else? Let me take what I know about God, God who is faithful, God whose word and whose plans stand forever, and see what I can do. And as the psalmist comes towards the end, it tells us to wait in hope, to put our trust in the Lord. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. So today we make our new beginning. The psalm says, praise the Lord. Sing joyfully to him. We look forward to the things working out, knowing that God's plans do work out. They stand firm. And we put our plans in God's hands. And you can be reassured that your staff here at church, the wardens, the vestry, the main leaders of the ministries are constantly putting our plans before the Lord and saying, it's your, you know, it's all up to you, God. There's no one in this whole plan who's trying to exercise some sort of authority, not even me. We're trying to say, God, this is your plan, this is your idea, please guide us. And God has blessed us, and we look to be a blessing to others. I'm really excited about what God might do in and amongst us, and I hope you are. I think there's a sense of excitement and expectation here this morning. And as we come to celebrate communion, let's come again and acknowledge in this new place the Lord Jesus, who died and rose again for us, who's given us our life as church, and it's in his name that we'll now go forward into this next stage of our future.